Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, this time Bob Jean's going to sing one for us.
Thank you. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and from the Lord Jesus Christ came a miracle wife in flesh and bones glorified. Come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Oh, come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. In a garment of fine linen we are clothed, made from a rib of the special kind of flesh and bones. We're the Lamb's wife, a miracle of God now shown. So come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Oh, come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and from the Lord Jesus Christ came a miracle wife and flesh and bones glorified. Come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Oh, come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. In a garment of fine linen we are clothed, made from a rib of the special kind of flesh and bones. We're the Lamb's wife, a miracle of God now shown. So come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. And we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you.
All right. Getting time for the word this morning. And we praise God for all his goodness towards us. Amen. So we thank God for the weather. And thank God we're supposed to get some sunshine this afternoon. So look like things are turning around. And maybe tomorrow get some snow. So it's a good mixture there. Amen. My wife always wants to go somewhere so she can see the snow. Maybe she won't have to go somewhere to see it. Maybe the snow will come to her. Amen. So we just praise the Lord. All right. We'll just go right into the word here. And I want to take a thought today are we properly recognizing the wife of the Lamb? Now, it's important to properly recognize the wife of the Lamb so that you'll know who you are, what you're made from, and where you came from and where you're going. Amen. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. Well, we're made up from the same thing He made from, that Word. We were chosen in Him before the world was. Amen. Now, that's strictly dealing with the wife of the Lamb there. All the other people were chosen to a certain thing. But remember, when He opened the book of redemption, He took from it a little book. And that makes the difference. He brought it down to earth, and He gave it to us. And as we ate, He said, eat it up. Eat it up, you pee. So don't leave anything about it. Eat it all, that's what we would say. Well, when we eat the little book, then we became what the little book is, the Word that was with the Father from the beginning. Now, remember, once He took the little book out of the big book, the book of redemption, the book of redemption still contained all of God's program and God's people whose names are in the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. But this is something special that is actually, we become bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, and now He's glorified bone of and glorified flesh and bone, see? So we want to recognize that, and we want to recognize that we are the married to the King. Amen, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. And since we are married to Him, we and become the same as He is, we couldn't do that unless we were with Him from the beginning and were part of the Word from the beginning. Because Word won't mix with something else. Every place and every level of God's working has a certain word for it. Amen. And I think I may go over this here a little bit for you before I get in too much on the book of redemption that John saw the Lamb, a bloody Lamb coming open. That means He paid for the whole thing from Adam all the way through. But each one has their own place in the book of life. Hallelujah. But this was something special. It had to be taken out of the book of life. Amen. Separated from the other. Glory to God to be the wife of the Lamb. And we see that starting there in the days when Paul preached the gospel. Amen. He didn't go to Jerusalem. He says, Galatians chapter 1 says, I didn't go up to Jerusalem, see what the other apostles were preaching. He said, I didn't learn this of man, neither was I taught it of man, but by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. So that's a special, that's something different from what Peter, James, and John and all them was preaching. Amen. Because it this here is a creating word. Amen. A message that can create. And we find that in the both Galatians and Ephesians. Amen. Where that Paul message created a new group. It called a new man, one place, a new creation. And that is neither Jew nor Gentile. Amen. It took from the overall humanity a group that would be different from all others because they were different in the predestinated knowledge of God, and we're made from that particular word, and it don't make the rest of the people less. It just makes us the wife of the Lamb, part of that word, and being part of the word, part of the Godhead. Amen. Hallelujah. When we recognize that, see, that's the message here. Are we properly recognizing the wife of the Lamb, see? When we properly recognize, we know that we are the Word. Amen. And we know that we're part of Him. We know that we are joined to Him. And we know that He's the head of the body and all these things. And we know that we got a special commission. in the earth today. Amen. And we want the one of the lights to shine. Glory to God. And let it be known that the Lord Jesus Christ has a wife, and now she is created in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. As Paul brought a message to call out and create a people to be a virgin unto God, that he said that I might present you to one husband. But he said, but I fear the old serpent, he's coming around, that spirit of iniquity, that wanted to deviate just a little bit here and a little bit there. Amen. Not so much that it would be easily noticed, say, because he told the virgin there, there's men among you right now that as soon as I'm gone, they're going to rise up and they're going to try to draw disciples after themselves. Well, that's the old serpent getting in. And he succeeded in doing it. And it was by the way God ordained it. God allowed a temptation, knowing which way it would be, just like he did in the Garden of Eden there. We had that last week, and most folks think that was a good message, and I agree with them. See? Amen. And so we just praise God for it. But now we want to look at the wife in a... we want to take her out of the overall for the sake of identifying her, for the sake of being sure that she understands who she is and what she is, irregardless of circumstantial evidence. Amen. There was a man that preached near here, but he had a saying. Certain things, he said they're lying vanity. Something that looked like going a certain way, but it weren't going according to the word. He said that's nothing but lying vanity. Amen. That was his wording. I'm not sure that's a proper wording there. But I kind of like what he was saying about being a lying vanity. And that's what we could say that to those that... don't recognize the wife as being something different. Amen. I'm going to have some water here and then have prayer. Amen. All right. All right. So let's bow our head and pray before reading the word. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name that contains salvation, no greater name. And Lord, we just praise you this morning for this opportunity to come and speak about the wife of the Lamb and recognizing her and being sure that she recognized herself, who she is and what she is and what she already have in God. Amen. As being part of the Godhead, part of the Word, Lord, just pray that you'll help us to magnify this with our sermon, Lord, to help the people, and we'll be careful to praise you for it. In Jesus Christ, wonderful, wonderful name, amen. Amen, praise God. When I begin to think about that, I get excited. Amen, and just think about recognizing who we are. It's so important because, see, we are surrounded by many things and we're still in living in the world. We're not in the world, but we're living in the atmosphere of the world. Like Jesus said in the 17th chapter of St. John, when he praying there, he prayed for the disciples and all, but he says, Father, I'm not in the world, but these are. Said, you bless them and keep them. Well, actually, he had got to the place where he'd got so far from looking at natural things and things that would hinder, that he was already in heaven. Amen. Wasn't in the world. And so that's a good thing, even though, this would be repetitious of what I've said before, even though he hadn't been to the garden yet, even though he hadn't been to the cross yet, yeah, he said, I'm not in the world, but these are, meaning they had to go through their trial and testing and all but he's already past that place where he knew the time was short. Amen. And that's what we know. Time is short. We're in that moment and the twinkling. We're in that moment and we're twinkling. Amen. The moment is time, the twinkling is an action. Amen. Amen. So we're in that moment and we're twinkling. Amen. And we can twinkle. That's what makes us twinkle, when we know that we're part of the Godhead. Amen. We know that we're that tree of life, and we know that the water of life flows right through her, and she bring forth her fruit. Amen. And we know that we're up near the throne of God and the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And the question of the Godhead, oftentimes we get something on, people want to know, ask that question about the Godhead. About, I was listening to a preacher on TV, and I hardly ever do that, but this particular one, he really used a lot of scriptures. But he was saying that, you know, the God, the Trinity, is something hard to explain. He said even theologians can't explain it. And so he said, don't ask me to explain too much on the Trinity. All we know, there's three in the Godhead, and these three are one. Well, you know, he lost me right there, see. Well, God left it that way, but the wife knows, hallelujah, and is Jesus God? He is the physical part that you'll see, the thing that you'll see of God. God's a spirit, and he's everywhere present at the same time. The whole great universe cannot contain him, and as far as the sciences can see, with their all their equipment and all, there's more stars and more galaxies, and they got one now up, sent up just the last few weeks. I believe it's going to take a couple of years or so to get to where it's going, and they can see so far beyond anything that's ever been saw before. Well, God's out there, see, but when God deals with humanity, with humans, and we want to see him, and we want to glorify him, amen, we see him as the Word talks of him in Revelation chapter 22, and it talks about the throne of God and the Lamb.
Amen.
And it says, they shall look upon his face, amen. So his face, that's the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as God shine right through. But the glory of God's all over the place. Hallelujah, to the extent that there be no night there. Amen. Just in that eternal time, in that eternal time. Well, it wouldn't be time in the eternal too, don't get. So every time, I need to figure out a good wording for that. But in eternity, we'll say. I think that may be get right. In eternity, there will be the light of God everywhere, but there will be a physical glorified, and I'm putting physical glorified. Now, if this ain't a word, if it hadn't been a word up till now, we making it one right now. Physical glorified, that's to get in our mentality that it is a person. Amen, but that person is glorified. But the Spirit of God shines right through him. And when you look upon his face, and what's going on, then you can see you're looking upon the face of God as much as you'll ever see of God. Now, no man's ever saw God, the Word says, but they've saw manifestations of God, and now there's a perfect manifestation of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are the manifestation of Jesus, the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it makes us all part of the whole. And the water of life flows right through the wife of the Lamb. That means the message, the word that God's given out, and the nations come and drink of the water. Amen. Blesses the whole world. Those that names were in the book. Now again, let's refer back to the book of redemption. Amen. It has in there from Adam all the way through the saints of the Old Testament. And then it has the New Testament saints, Peter and all them on the day of Pentecost, which has been restored back. Hallelujah. And we're fixing to see some of that even in a greater way in the land of Israel. They'll separate themselves and mourn when they recognize what they've done. Glory to God, but the glory of God's going to fall on them. Hallelujah. And amidst of all of that, now notice what I'm saying here real carefully. Amidst of all of that, there is a people that is ordained to be part of the members of the wife of the Lamb, see? Hallelujah. While the big revival's going on and whatever's taking place, there's a message, and there is a message for the wife in Israel.
Amen.
Amen. We have a book on that. And it to get that part out, but it does not hinder what God's doing in these other in the other realm. And that's just like when he took the little book out of the big book, it didn't hinder anything that was contained in the little in the book of life. But this was put in because we are the word wife. Hallelujah. And if we got a special word, a special message, and it don't mix with the other. Amen. But it give room for the other. I've often said this years ago, when I began to minister, I'd hear a preacher, he'd get a certain scripture and go with it, and he would cut off all the others and block them all by just majoring on that one scripture. Amen. And you can't take one scripture that if you're interpreting it, if you're reading it right and seeing it right, it's not going to block the fulfillment of another scripture. Amen. But it will give room. Amen. And that's what we're talking here. It gives room for the wife of the wife of the Lamb in Israel while the God's dealing with them in certain ways. And there'll be some that God be dealing with in the sense of building back the temple and doing certain sacrifices and all that. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to sit right in that temple there. Amen. In that millennia, glory to God. It'll be glorified, and it'll be, I'm not going to go try to go into all details because the Word don't give it, and we don't need all those details. But the point is, there'll be many other things going on around there. Amen. Even with the nation, when God deal with it, he'll have 12 apostles. And this is 19th chapter, book of Matthew, when they came to Jesus, won't know who, what they were going to be, and who's going to be greatest, and this, that, and the other. Amen. And Jesus gave them a little lesson there, a prophetic lesson, that in the regeneration or the millennia, said you'll sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. That's in the money. Now, that is Israel's part, and don't try to take it from them. Hallelujah, they're special, and you might as well just admit it. Some people don't want to admit it. Some people walk a mile around it to keep from admitting it. Hallelujah. And then there's others, when they speak of the church today, what God's doing out here, how in some areas he's blessing, and he has a purpose in that. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of the Antichrist spirit, the spirit of iniquity, there'll be some. And let me tell you something. Oh, I'm getting too excited here. There'll be some that knows just exactly what to preach to draw them out. Amen. That'll be that 144,000 that follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. Amen. I preach the gospel. Don't bow down to the Antichrist. Don't take the mark of the beast and all those things. Well, that's going on too, right when God needs it to go on. And yet, it don't hinder any other workings God's doing. Hallelujah, because the wife's in glory, getting ready to come back to earth with her husband, the king. Amen, to take over the whole thing, see. Amen, glory be to God. And God will have people already set in place to become kings and rulers there in that millennial reign. Hallelujah. But it still don't hinder the wife. Amen. She's that little part of the word that was taken out of the old. Amen. She's that word today walking around in glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus was glorified before he was ever crucified. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're glorified before we ever raptured. Who glorifies us? It's God. God's seeing, and he give us that knowledge. We recognize who we are. The word, we recognize we're the word. Amen. Amen. And the word can't fail. Amen. Hallelujah. The word's glorified, and we were with him back there before the world was. Amen. Amen. And we didn't come through the natural, just as Jesus didn't come being the word. Excuse me, I have more water here. Remember, Jesus came. He didn't come. When he was born, he was born of the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Say, amen. Well, he's an angel, Gabriel, down to Mary, and gave her some of the details and what it was going to be. But now, in this last day, he called out a man first. That was Paul on the way to Damascus, struck him down and sent him down in Arabia. Now, this is recorded in Galatians chapter 1. He said, I didn't go up to Jerusalem. I didn't do these things. But he had a message. It was from God. It was separated from the normal trend of Christianity. Amen. And he was to take that word just like Gabriel brought it to Mary. He was to take that word and he began to create. Hallelujah. He said, I have begotten you. Amen. And he began to preach that word, began to take the word to begin a people. And we brought the message in recently. And oh, yeah, I'll break in here and tell you this, that we got a book. It'll probably be going to the press next week, and possibly by the end of January, it'll be already finished. So that's what we've been doing last year, one of the things. Amen. But it didn't hinder us from doing the other thing. That's where we're at. Amen. When God gives us something to do, we do it, but it don't stop us from doing the normal things that we have to do in order to get through this world, see? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He gives us life. He gives us joy. And a lot of times when it looks like things are not going good for us, we're still praising God and shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just praise God for that. Amen. Somebody said something about I had to go to the hospital sometime back for a little surgery there. And they said, y'all just are happy to be, act like you're having a revival, you know. Amen. We took a tape recorder and we listened to tapes and we just had a good time. Amen. We had people coming in there, and then people began to want some of the books and these things. Amen. See, God, he knows. Yeah. Remember Paul and Silas, they were thrown in jail, you know, but they didn't worry who would go to their bail. Amen. Because at midnight, God sent an earthquake, and that earthquake was a strange one because it opened all the doors. It opened all the windows, and it loosed everyone that's bound. Amen. And then the jailer, when he saw it and he came to himself there a little bit, he drew his sword to slay himself, because if he let the prison go, he'd be slayed anyway. But Paul said, do thyself no harm, because we're all here. And I'll say we're all here today, amen, doing the thing that God wants done. But they had a revival right there in the jailhouse. Amen. And that over in the Zambia, I believe it was. Yes, Zambia. We had some meetings there, and one of the preachers, young preacher, came and said, you mind if we go? I'd like to, said, being around you and Barbara, just like being in revival all the time. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to go over to the hotel with you while you have lunch and refresh yourself a little bit. I said, well, just come on. You know, he said, being around you and Barbara like being in revival, and I like to be around you. Amen. Well, the thing is, there's something about, there's some water of life flowing. See, it flows right from the throne and right on through the wife of the Lamb. And that's the word that come forth and the spirit that come with it to make the word live. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they like to come and just get some of that water and then go on their way. And once they get thirsty again, they go a different way sometime. Hallelujah. Because doing this, preaching this, you got to be the word. And you got to know, you got to recognize you. Are we properly recognizing that we're the wife of the Lamb? And if we are, we have to properly recognize we are that word. And we were there with God before the world was. Amen. And that we are part of the Godhead. And the word and the water of life flows right through us. It's this message we preach. Amen. And the last week's message, several people really like, it showed there how the water started, come through. And the wife of the Lamb, she knows all about that. She don't have to guess about it. There was a time back there, like a millennia, where people live 800-900 years old in Methuselah. He will live to be 969 years, I believe it was. Amen. We had it last week. You can see it on the message. But the thing is, that age ended, and it ended with a flood. And this age is going to end in a great tribulation period. In the day of the Lord, there will be earthquakes. And the Bible says, like has not been since there was a world. Since there was a nation, amen, the moon won't give its light, and the sun will be dark, and we don't know what all will take place, but we know God's got a lot going on up in space that don't particularly apply to us in any way. But he can let such a dust storm come up there, amen, and it black the moon out, and the sun. And when you look up, you see the moon, it's just like its blood. And all the earthquakes taking place, and there'll be tsunamis coming in like hadn't been before. Amen. The Bible says the sea roaring. Men's hearts are failing them for fear of looking up the things that going upon this earth. Amen. Amen. My wife's mother passed away, a month ago. November the 11th. And that's kind of a special day there. November the 11th, because of what happened in Israel and so on. We talked about maybe she really thought a lot of us, and she'd always say, God's going to take care of me, and he's got a work to do. But far as really getting in it too much, she didn't maybe do that much. But the thing is, Barbara and I was talking, God probably took her on home to that she wouldn't have to go through this hellish time, hellish situation that's going to be on this earth. See, David said, though 1,000 fall at your left hand, 10,000 right, it'll not come near you. We see stuff going on and it's not coming near us spiritually. It don't hinder our spirit. Amen. We're still rejoicing. We're still happy. And we're still recognizing who we are, what we're here for. And we're recognizing that we bring our dedication to a new level, just like you've heard me tell the dream about the fixing the ice maker, you know, trying to. And it was a little worse shape than I thought it was, but it was time to go to the meeting. And they said, we really need this ice maker fixed, you know. I said, well, you'll just have to get someone else because I've got to. We got the services. And as I walked away, something said within me, don't let nothing keep you from your mission. Amen. So that's the thing it is. We can't let it. These things can take place all around. Hallelujah. There can be storms. There can be all these things. Amen. But seem like the Lord just see us through. Amen. And make everything work out right for us. Why? Because we're part of the word and we're the why. Amen. And I tell you, I think if people say too much about his wife or being too cruel to his wife, I think he'll say, whoa, you don't go no further than that. Hallelujah, because he loves us and he appreciates us, and we love him, we appreciate him, and we know who he is, and we know who we are. And we can't know who he is unless we know who we are too. Amen. Because no man knows these things except the Holy Spirit reveals it. Glory to God. So we just thank God today, and we rejoice in the Lord. And that's one of the things John said here. And I haven't read my script yet. Amen. Glory to God. So, yeah, I just got started there. Amen. That's all right. Sometimes you just cut the lines loose and let it flow, see? Amen. So I'll read here in the 19th chapter of Revelation and just show you something about the wife of the Lamb. We remember the title, Are We Properly Recognizing the Wife of the Lamb? Or we could say, Are we properly recognizing we are the wife of the Lamb? Yeah. Amen. So we'll just leave that. All right. Verse 7 here, it says, Let us be glad and rejoice. Now, I want you to notice it didn't say if everything's going good for you. Amen. No. A lot of people rejoice when everything's going good for them. Yeah. But the thing is, when Jesus had his trial, there after he was baptized, everything was going, looked like going wrong for him. And Barbara pointed out to me, and I thought it was real good, that when the devil took Jesus up on the pinnacle of the temple, I believe it was, up on the mountain and showed him, in a moment's time, showed him all the kingdom of the world, said, All this I'll give you if you'll bow down and worship me. Amen. But Jesus came forth with the word, It is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. In a moment's time. See, now in this hour, we have a moment when the trumpet's sounding. Amen. In a moment when everything's coming together. In a moment where we begin to twinkle. Amen. In a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. So we don't look at things going around us, and we don't look at things, this should be this way or that should be that way. Well, I tell you, if we just praise God and look to him, amen, I promise you it'll be just like it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. And just keep your cup full and running over. Hallelujah. And let the joy of the Lord overflow. Amen. We used to sing a little song way back. Lighten the corner where you are. Amen. Be a light. And, you know, you put light usually in the darkest place that it gives the light out. Amen. So the darkness can't penetrate light. And the Bible says the light shines in the darkness and the darkness comprehendeth it. Nah. Means it can't understand. Now they got new lights that work better. You know, and darkness can't understand, just have to push it back. And when the sun comes up, amen, that darkness has to flee. And I'll tell you, the sun's shining now very brightly. Hallelujah. And sometimes the clouds come over and hide the sun, but we know it's there shining, and we rejoice anyway as though it was shining. Amen on us, because we know it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said, let us rejoice. Now that's one thing. If you are sure and you're properly recognizing who you are, then you can't help but rejoice. Amen. Amen. And that's just the fact. You'll just be so happy rejoicing in the Lord. And it don't mean you won't ever get sick, or it don't mean you won't ever have heartaches or anything. But you'll rejoice in the Lord. That will be a top priority. Rejoice in the Lord because you're the wife of the Lamb. And let everything else find its own level and place. But that got to be up close to the top there, see. Amen. And then it said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. We can't, how are we going to honor him? If we're his wife, we know what he has done for us. We know we're part of him. We know that we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And we know that he's the King, the Lord, the husband, the Savior, and everything wound up. Amen. We can't help but give honor to him. Praise be to God. Because that comes natural. That just comes out anyway. Praise to him, honoring him. And we don't have to force ourselves to do it. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on here. It says there, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. How did the wife make herself ready? By recognizing, not by works. Amen. It's clearly in the message when God gives Paul that message to create the virgin there. Even back there, he let him know it's not by works. Amen. It's the righteousness of God. He said if it was of works, then it wouldn't be of faith. Amen. If it's of faith, it can't be of works. We believe God would go forward and we march to the tune of the word. See? Amen. Everything always turns out right. It says here, next verse, and to her was granted. See, once she recognized, once she knows, once she get placed, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And that's what we are today. And did you know the ones that's written in the little book, they are the only one that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. But I praise God for this. It doesn't hinder those that are dressed in white robes. Seventh chapter book of Revelation shows a great multitude that dressed in white robes, they have their place, and they're just as happy as they can be where they're at. See, they see what we're doing. They couldn't do what we're doing because they're not part of it. Right. Amen. And some people don't see. I don't like the way this one operates. I couldn't operate like this one does. And so on. If you're the wife, you can't operate no other way. And if you get in that rim out there, you just don't feel right. You feel like you're coming up short. Right. Hallelujah. My wife and I went to a service. We was invited. And so we went to a service that believe quite a bit in Brother Brown, which I believe Brother Brown was a messenger too, but we got to keep it in his play. We don't bring it on down and just preach that. Because each step God brings more revelation. Now there's a trumpet sounding. There's a wife. She's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. But they give a little paper. What books they're going to read out of the spoken word books and so on and so forth. And that's basically what they talked about. And when we left out, my wife was crying. Because of the fact that they hadn't moved one bit in the word. And they couldn't. They couldn't see us, then we were there, that they couldn't see who we were or what we were. They didn't know we were the Word come in to see, just like them angels come down to Abraham and different one. Amen. To see what's going on. Amen. Not that we were trying to go to find out what was going on in the sense of trying to change them, but they just wanted us, hey, come over here with us. We weren't having service at that particular time, so we decided to go. Amen. So we learned a lot, and so that. But we found out. I'm not criticizing them in the sense of if that's what they can feed on. Just reading that those spoken word books and those things, and they're good. But they can't if you know where they came to and where. It left off at. Right. Amen. But then you got to realize there was another man came right after Brother Brown. Amen. And he brought us some of the things we brought in the last 2 weeks here. Amen. Raymond Jackson Jr. Yeah. Amen. Apostle of the Lord that came forth. Amen. Amen. But then you can't stop at that because the trumpet began to sound. Amen. Glory to God. And it takes us out of just Ephesians 4 and 11. Amen. Brings us through Ephesians 4:13 through 16 and takes us right on to this little moment at the end of that time. Amen. A moment and a twinkling of an eye. Right. There's where the translation is totally completed. Amen. Amen. And the thing is, we don't try to hinder those other things where God is working. Yes, there's going to be some that's actually called foolish virgins. Amen. That'll be associated in the realm, but they cannot go in. Hallelujah. They go out and hunt some oil, but they go in the wrong place. if they were part of the Word, they'd know where the oil at. They'd have the oil. Because that oil is the eternal Spirit of God in them. Hallelujah. So there'll be people doing different things. And we preach the gospel. If we say, like I heard one preacher preaching, we'll call his name, but said the earth's going to be totally burned up. And he continues talking, says, and the earth is going to be a place for the wife of the Lamb and at the marriage when the rapture takes place, he said, and all that. And Christ come back to earth with her and said, it's going to be 1,000 years honeymoon here, and she'll be the only one here with him. Well, when you do that, you cut the Bible all to pieces. Yeah. Amen. Because here's the thing about when the first thing you come, there's a battle. The battle, great battle of Armageddon just has take place, and the 10 kings fight against him. He smite him with the word of his mouth. And then the people are gathered together before him, and he separates them as a sheep. Shepherds separate the sheep from the goat. And there are some allowed to live in the millennial. In the millennial, by the end of the millennial, we got in the last book we wrote. It was in there that about the God, the millennial will be a place for the Father to come back home again.
Right.
Amen. What's the name of that book that we got that?
In the moment,
twinkling of an eye.
It's the real time fruition.
Yeah, real time fruition, and this ministry has produced in this time period. Glory to God. But the point is, there's people in there. There'll be a house, Isaiah 65, and there'll be the lamb and the bear, and they'll feed together. See, when you do that, you take one scripture and you cut off everything else.
The name of the book is We Welcome the Father Back Home Again.
Yes, yes. We Welcome the Father Back Home Again. We got a little book there. Amen. And see, you cut all that off if you say this. And they sometimes use the scripture that we'll walk out on the ashes of the wicked, you know. Only one. They'll be burnt up and destroyed and on like that. But when you do that, you cut off so many scriptures that you are like the headless horseman, you know. Amen. Riding without a head. Glory to God. There are so many things that you have took and dismantled the Bible to the point that it don't work anymore. But to the wife of the Lamb, she knows how far to take a scripture and stop it. She knows not to get up and say, we're the only one that's going to be saved. No. There's people wearing white robes, amen, that gave their life. And even the Jews there under the fifth seal that was killed under Hitler and his henchmen. Amen, they were killed just because they believed the Old Testament and God blinded their eyes so that he could get this other done. But when the fifth seal's opened there, John sees the souls of them that's under the altar there. And they were saying, how long, O Lord, will thou not avenge our blood on them that dwells on the earth? And it was said to them, they must wait a season, and white robes were given to them.
Amen.
Amen. That's eternal life.
Amen.
And that's a position. Glory to God. And what we're doing, we don't cut any of that off. Any scripture we use, it don't block any of that off. Scripture we use, it makes room for all the other scripture to be fulfilled and fit right in there.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. When we realize and recognize, and when we properly recognize that we're the wife of the Lamb, and the way God's leading, the way God's guiding, and the way God's give wisdom, amen, and the way God gave a message that come right through everything without cutting off any scripture.
Amen.
Amen. It lays right in there and it fulfilled. Take the little book out. Didn't harm the other things that was written in there. Hallelujah. We took the little book and ate it, and we get over there in the millennia. Those that'll be allowed to go into the millennia, all them's in the book. And at the great white throne judgment, this is a question I get sometimes. How come the book of life opened at the great white throne judgment? There were books of deeds open, and they were judged out. The dead was raised, and they were judged out of the things that was written therein, and those that went with the Antichrist judged. But then it says there's another book, the book of life. Amen. And in there was the name of those that came into the millennium, and those that born and raised. When the Lord opened that book, he saw the name. Amen. And they entered right on in to that, right on into eternity. And as they entered into eternity, amen, their names were in that same book that Jesus redeemed, that bloody lamb, in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin has left the crimson stain, but his blood washes white as snow. Amen. So the scripture like this, it comes right through. It don't cut off any other scripture. It allows the fulfillment. And God's so gracious to us. Amen. He's let us see. And he had to let us see where these things fit so we wouldn't take and cut the scriptures off and cut it up and make a place, get us in a corner where we couldn't get out. He don't let the wife of the Lamb paint herself in the corner. Amen. Glory to God. She leaves away, and she knows exactly where this comes, where that stops off, and all these things. Amen. I tell you, this is good. Amen. So you recognize you're part of the Word. You recognize you were in that little book. You had a special place in the little book. And it was the same thing that Paul was preaching. Amen. It was picked up and put in the book. Now, Paul told us about the translation, we which are alive. And he wrote about it, but it didn't fulfill itself in his day. Hallelujah. So therefore, the churches get the book, and they'll begin to read what Paul said that dealt with the why, and they'll try to apply it to them. It don't apply to them at all. Amen. White robes don't apply to the why, and fine linen don't apply to them that has white robes on. Glory to God. But everything has its place, and the wife of the Lamb going to see it clearly and make a way for it. Amen. Amen. So that was a man. He came here years ago, and I don't know if this even, maybe I don't even say anything about it. But he found the scripture there in the seventh chapter of Corinthians, where Paul was talking about certain things. He says that else were your children unclean, you know, if you do certain ways. See, that was in, he was taking some, they're asking about the law, certain things of the law. Yeah, and he began to explain how the law was, how the law worked there, see. Illegitimate child couldn't enter into the kingdom of God for so many generations, the kingdom. But see, that was before Calvary. Right. Amen. That was before any of this. You can't take a scripture now and take and cut off all the other scripture. That's what the Pharisees called Jesus, illegitimate. You're born to fornication. Amen. But see, the thing is, you can take a scripture like that and cut off a lot of, and just make a mess out of it. If you don't know whether Paul's talking about the law or whether he was talking about something else, then you got to realize this, that there's a survival law where Paul give a survival law to get through the church age until we get the little book back, we get the original, get the full word, hallelujah, until he comes and he brings those souls with him. And now we're all together shouting the victory, glorifying God, hallelujah. And we're not taking one scripture and cut another scripture. Amen. But see, you take that scripture and cut it up. But Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Amen. So there's no babies in hell. So it don't matter whether the parents was lost or found or however that is. But see, some people get one scripture and they'll try to take it and destroy other scriptures. And again, I'm going to make this statement: one scripture, if you're looking at it right, it'll never block the fulfillment of another scripture. It always makes room and blend with.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Do you see it? Amen. Hallelujah. So when you get to the wife of the Lamb, see, we're a special group. We're made from the Word. We're part of the Word. Well, that's that special little book that was in the big book. But the rest of the book of redemption would have something like we'd call a common salvation. I believe Luke or someone spoke like that. Amen. But this is not common. This is uncommon. This is special. This is making us part of the Godhead. This is making us the Word made flesh. Hallelujah. Bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Amen. Glorified wife. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. All right. Have my coming on. All right. Praise God. Do you love Him today? Amen. Amen. All right. I tell you, I just got excited and got started. Amen. And just cut loose a little bit and let go. So that's the thing is, the Word is so beautiful and so wonderful. Fact is, my wife ordered me a new Bible, I believe, yesterday. This one here has been used for putting notes in and papers in. And some of the pages there are getting loose and get even placed in a different place. So we're getting that. I love the Bible. I love what it says. And I can read it, and I don't see one contradiction when it's done right. Amen. Like Peter and them, they didn't know for sure how it's going to be. So was it Peter's and John's, I believe, mother came to Jesus and said, "I got a special request for you." And he said, "What might that be?" And she said, "I want one of my sons set on your right hand and another of your son, my son, set on your left hand. That's my request." And Jesus began to talk then. He began to show how the Word fit. That wouldn't fit the Word. Hallelujah. Jesus told them there's 12 thrones. They'll sit on 12 thrones judging 12 tribes of Israel, and they're not either one sitting on either side of him. Amen. He's got a wife that's going to come into play, and she's the one, see. Amen. She's the one he loves. She's the one that's part of him. She's the one that was in him all the way through as he walked here, and that ministry of he had a ministry of about 3.5 years, similar to what Adam had. See, Eve was in Adam. That's the them. Amen. I believe Barbara had that in her song here. Glory to God. So, well, let's just praise the Lord. Let's bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for the power of God, for the Word of God, and for helping us to recognize, properly recognize who we are and what we're here for, and help us just to be firm on you in the name of Jesus Christ, our loving Savior. Amen and amen. All right. Praise God. All right. Barbara, do you have one for the thing at the end here? Amen. Just go ahead and finish what you got. Amen.
I got something really good.
Okay, you might want to testify.
Okay,
amen. You might want to. My wife says she's got something here that's really good. Amen. Well, I tell you, you can't help but get something really good when you realize who you are and what you are. All right.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'll tell it. Okay, I'm going to tell this. I got something really, really good. When Ben was telling about the mother of the two of the apostles, coming to Jesus and said, I want one of my sons to sit on the one side and my other son to sit on the other side of you. And he said, well, that's given to the Father. I don't know that. But anyway, the thought just came to me about the Apostle John and how he laid his shoulders on, he laid his head on Jesus's shoulder. And all through the scriptures there, it says John was the apostle that Jesus loved. Well, it just come to me that John was being influenced by that feminine spirit, the feminine attributes that was in Jesus. And, he was being influenced by that, because every now and then those feminine attributes, that feminine spirit that was in Jesus, that was in the Christ, that was in Jesus, would show itself. And the thought just came to me that that was what was showing itself. It was the feminine side of Jesus there when John did that, even though John is not part of the wife, but it was just showing that. So I just praise the Lord for that, because I knew exactly that that was right when I thought that. I said, that is exactly right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and from the Lord Jesus Christ came a miracle wife, and flesh and bones glorified. Come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Oh, come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. In a garment of fine linen we are clothed, made from a rib of the special kind of flesh and bones. We're the Lamb's wife, a miracle of God now shown. So come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Oh, come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. In a garment of fine linen we are clothed, made from a rib of the special kind of flesh and bones. We're the Lamb's wife, a miracle of God now shown. So come and see the miracle wife today. From his glorified flesh and bones we were made, and we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. And we rejoice, Lord, and give you all the praise, being the miracle wife in the earth today. Amen. Thank you, my Lord. Amen. Jesus. All praise
right.
You.
All right. Appreciate that, Barbara. Amen. Amen. We just praise the good Lord for all his goodness towards us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. Amen. Just appreciating real good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So at this time, we'll just consider ourselves dismissed. Amen. And